Scott, there really are some quite excellent restaurants in Central Florida's coastal areas. Let's start with the place that advertises itself as Orlando's closest beach, Cocoa Beach in the Cape Canaveral area. People may be heading out for a day trip there over the holiday weekend. Where should they go for a good meal?
Cocoa Beach has Heidelberg, which is, they've been around for a long time, classic German cuisine. They do a terrific Wiener Schnitzel. And they've just remodeled, so it's, very nice. You wouldn't even know you were at the beach, right? Whatever that means. But and right next door, then, they've got Heidi's Jazz Club. So you can spend a whole evening, have a nice, leisurely German meal, go next door, listen to some jazz, and then walk a block or two down and take a midnight stroll on the beach. So few people know about it.
Yeah.
It's worth the drive to go over.
Absolutely.
Talking about a drive, if you just drive a little bit over the causeway then and go to Cocoa Village, you've got a couple of really great restaurants, a classic French. Let's not say classic. It's more stylized. You will find a Coco Vin on the menu at Café Margaux, but it's going to be like a chicken breast type, not the full chicken leg or chicken quarter. But wonderful. They just do a terrific job. They always have. And a few years ago, they opened up right next door a steakhouse called Ulysses. It's just a high-end steakhouse. And just recently, they started adding some small plate options. So you can go and you can have that big hunk of meat. Or if you're worried about how you're looking on the beach these days, you can have just maybe a small bite of something.
And Café Margaux and Ulysses are both in that really cute shopping area, the Cocoa Village. And you could spend an evening there as well.
You sure could. Mm-hmm. Just a really fun place to stroll around. And you can walk down to the river. And they've got a nice little river walk down there.
So what about Port Canaveral if somebody wants to go and, watch the cruise ships and have that experience?
I have a favorite place up there called Grills, and this is a real dive, which I mean, in just the best way. It's so beachy, yet it's not on the beach. It's on the port. You can, if you want to stay with the ocean theme, you could probably have a nice fish sandwich, but I think they do a great burger.
Okay.
So go for the burger and entertainment almost every night. So, but it's going to be a raucous kind of rocking rock band. And
you're going to wait a while there. I've tried to get in there and it takes, the wait was an hour or something like that.
You're just going to have to get a beach attitude and just chill.
That's right. Okay, moving north a little bit to another popular surfing spot, New Smyrna Beach. There are a couple of really great restaurants there, but I know at least for one of them, you'll have to give up the ocean view if you want to go.
Right, yeah. For a good full-service meal, there's the Garlic, which is lives up to its name in most of its dishes, but it's a nice Italian restaurant. But a place I like even better is called Spanish River Grill. I remember when I found this place several years ago. I drove all the way over there, and I drove up, and I said, I just drove all this way for nothing. It just looked horrible from the outside.
It's in a strip mall.
It's in a strip
next
mall.
Next to a Bell's.
It just looks so bleak. And I said, but I drove all this way. What else am I going to do? So I went inside, and I had just one of the best meals in a long, long time. Wonderful people. They're so happy to see you. The food is just first rate. And don't let the outsides scare you away. It's really very nice. They have a conch steak. A bowl of clams would make a great appetizer.
Definitely a good place to try out. And now continuing northward, there's a really fancy restaurant in Ormond Beach near Daytona. Everybody who lives in that area probably knows about it. It's kind of like a special occasion restaurant, right? But I bet a lot of our listeners don't know about it if they don't live out there.
Yeah, it's called La Crepe Note, which I guess translates to the high pancake or the, the pancake upstairs. And it is upstairs. It's a kind of a older office building venue. You can find things like Dover Sole, which you don't find in too many restaurants over this way anymore. Veal medallions with lobster. And they have a really great dessert called cold buttered rum.
Ooh.
Yeah, so make sure you're staying close by over there, or get somebody else to drive you back.